Well, on a strange day like today, when we have no musical intro, but we have you, welcome to the sports authorities under all kinds of fun things. You know, they used to have one of those things where they had the deal where they said, in a moment or something like that, and they'd have like a guy that was behind a camera, and it was all beat up looking every time they had technical difficulties, which meant they wanted really to say, oh, shit, but they didn't. They said, oh, okay.
That was back in the days when you can't say shit on TV.
Ooh, back in the days when you had tubes, man. You were really looking out all over the place. Welcome to the Sports Authorities. A little bit delayed, but that makes it just that much better. So, John Sauer here. I'm here with the other authorities, and we'll make this really quick. And the man is in season right now and ripe. The Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Ken. How you doing?
Doing well, John. How's everyone else out there doing?
In TV land and... Yes. The newest Uber driver that there is, our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody out there.
There you go. So, we are, again, we are authorities and we are not experts, which makes us one better. We got a bunch of things to get to today, and I do mean a ton. So glad that you're here, glad that you're with us, and now we'll bring you up to speed. So Mark, kick us off today. What should we talk about?
Well, we have lots of football today.
Do we have a CAC? We do. CACs are working.
Oh, we got a giant one. Oh, man.
Wow, let's start with that. Impressed. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have. Yeah, we can start with number one. There was a soccer match over the weekend in.
And people were socking each other.
Yeah. Well, no.
Wait a minute. Do you want to go? You guys want to go official? There we go. We should go official.
Let's go official.
All right. Yeah. So hang on.
That was official.
Dynamite from Detroit. All right. Just wait.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Now we're feeling good. We were kind of naked there beforehand. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank we're you. Clapping. Yay!
The crowd saw us coming out of the tunnel. Boy, were they impressed.
Evidently, they saw the Red Wings.
No comment.
It's time to bury that body.
Yeah.
Okay, level up, sports fans. Live from Studio
See, this feels better.
It's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Then Freddie. Yep.
There we go.
Now we feel at home.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go. We didn't want to be... You know, they had, like, the Beatles. It was Let It Be, and they had, like, this one where they just... stripped out everything that Phil Spector did in this crazy way that he produced it. And it was called Let It Be Naked. And it was just the Beatles singing all that stuff. And so it was almost like the authorities naked. We didn't want that. Well, maybe you do. However.
Actually, they don't know this, but we do the show naked.
Yeah, we do. It's a small studio over here. Anyways, let's see. We have the highest authority, the highest quality here, the highest standards. There we go.
We have the
DMCA, yeah. Not the FCC. Sometimes the words get a little salty. We don't give a damn. All the stuff is our opinion. So don't sue us because you won't get anything anyways. What else we got? We're authorities, not experts, which makes us better than anybody else we know.
And if you don't like that,
tough shit.
And we're real people, not actors.
That's right. And we don't have any cue cards or any prompters here or anything, so everything that we're seeing is for the very first time, surprisingly enough.
And it's all fake news.
Yeah. Unless you fire everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody leaves, you know. Or you get some badass stripper for one day. Damn.
That has a G-string or a D-string.
The old bagels? Yeah, we should have that. We should go back to the Sunnyvale rest home, see if the old botches are all ready to rock and roll. Hey, you, with the nipples on your knees, let's go, get in the car. You know, let's fire this thing up. I mean, anybody can have Stormy Davis or whatever her name is. I mean, those are serious tits. I mean, that's like, okay. You know, if you're the richest man in the world, in quotes, you know. I mean, what a sham. I mean, he's... the guy played it perfectly. I mean, here he pretends to all these women that he's the richest man in the world. And so all these chicks like go, okay, I'll do ya. You know, I mean, you almost want to ask, at a bar, you're plastered. Would you rather do a guy that was super rich or just like some jamoke, you know? So this guy that's getting all the cashola is getting all the muffola. And for some god reason, he gets this porn chick. And for some god reason, all the evangelicals are going, well, we all sin. Whatever. We're not all perfect, so there you go. Unless you're a Democrat, then sinners. And I'll fuck you. You know, we're past that.
Shut up!
See how this works. The rich guys get the G-strings.
And we get the
G-strings. And the poor guys get the D-strings.
Yeah, but Granny takes out those teeth. Ever get a gum job before? I mean, ever? I'm telling you, it took my eyebrows up once. You know? Being just a lad in Warren. No.
Wow.
The war was on, and there wasn't many men around, so I was delivering newspapers that day, and yeah, fill in from there. My dad tells a great story about that. Anyways, where do we feel like going today, my man?
Well, let's go to Greece.
Let's go to Greece.
Okay.
Let's get something Greek.
Well, I mean,
I have something for up the ass in this thing? Wait a minute. Oops.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Well, yeah.
I'll give you a woohoo.
Yep. Over the weekend, there was a soccer match between, this is going to be fun trying to pronounce these names, P-A-O-K Salonika.
Well, what's the point?
And, well, I like to be specific when I talk about things.
Okay, so.
And A-K-E Athens soccer teams.
Yeah.
And in the 89th minute of the game, there was a goal disallowed for the PAOK Salonika team, and the owner of the PAOK Salonika team decided that he was not very happy with that call by the referee, so he decided to walk out on the field with a holster and a sidearm going on the field after referee with a gun.
Yeah.
He had a holster and a sidearm, and he was walking out toward the referee.
Hey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah. He wanted to have a little conversation with the referee, and I was wondering what that referee was thinking with this guy walking on the field.
Was he showing the gun?
The picture? You could actually.
I mean, he actually had the gun in his hand pointing at the referee?
No, it was still in the holster. But
he's a law-abiding sidearm guy, so guns don't kill people. Coaches kill people.
But I'm just wondering, you know, just because this guy is the owner of the team, does that make it legal for him to walk out of the field? Just because he's ticked off about a call.
Why wouldn't he?
With a gun.
Yeah.
Going after the referee just to complain about a call.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely.
I mean, all the other 30, 40, 50, 60,000 fans have to go through a metal detector to get in the stadium to watch this game.
Well.
Why doesn't this guy have to walk through a metal detector?
Was it a playoff game?
It was a championship game between the two super league powers of Greece.
I'm gonna give a fart on that one. Cares,
but I've never heard of an owner walking out on the field with a sidearm.
I guess they take their soccer seriously over there.
I guess.
Well, at least one owner does.
Okay.
Yikes.
But
well, yay. All right, so Kirk Cousins is actually really, really gone, eh?
Yeah. Went to Minnesota.
Man.
Shitload of money.
The thing that we were talking about before, if you got Case and you got all kinds of really good momentum going and you got a really good locker room going and this guy rescued your franchise last year, the reason why you didn't sign him again was you think he's an upgrade. Kirk Cousins is an upgrade? Kirk Cousins, to me, is a typical MSU quarterback. Iffy, at best. I mean, think about it, even with the NCAA is coming up, do you feel solid that State's going to go far? Never. No. Ever since they got blown out by Appalachian State, end quote.
Mm-hmm. Loser.
Then you ever since now, they've always, it seems like MSU basketball peaks in January.
Yeah.
And then everybody goes on the coast, well, you know, they got a really great coach, and well, he's already been there before. Well, you know, they'll peak again. He knows how to guide them, and then they die. They die in, like, you know, the Sweet 16. Now, taking a look at the stuff this week, you see, I mean, the NCAA poll, Jebby Dubes, I mean, I don't have them going. I have them losing to Duke, frankly.
Yeah.
I can't foresee them going, even though I think it was Bleacher Report was having these guys going Final Four.
I don't see it.
I can't. I think they lose their nerve,
you
know. But again, now that Mark's got a scoop about the number one ranked overall.
Yes. Yes, I heard that one of the Virginia Cavalier players, one of the starters, got hurt. So you might want to think about
Arizona,
your Virginia Cavalier pick for the finals.
You know what I can't understand is Cincinnati as a 2 seed.
Yeah, I don't
ever.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? That's this year's UCLA.
Yeah.
You know, there is no way you are a 2 seed.
No.
You know, I mean that puts you on the same level as Duke.
Yeah.
No, you know, as Purdue. Purdue's hot as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, man, I'm saying Purdue goes up all the way to the Elite Eight, easily to the Elite Eight, because man, they got an easy walk. Because I mean, maybe Fullerton doesn't beat them, you know. So you're going to go up with Texas Tech, St. Bonaventure. Man, if St. Bonaventure comes into the play-in games, woo! It's going to be dynamite from Detroit. Because those guys have a long, they can rock, you know. And I don't understand how they got to become in a play-in game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're going to go up against Florida, I like St. Bonaventure. How about you guys? That would be in the East.
Yeah.
6-11. There you go. Okay. Good.
Well, what do you guys think about Michigan?
I got them going to the Sweet 16 and dying to NC.
You don't think they can beat North Carolina?
No, too much nerves. North Carolina, here's the story, though. I got North Carolina and Zag. Was Zag moving on?
Ooh. Ah.
Ooh. Yes, boys. I see Xavier going out, like, really, really quick, Sweet 16, because they're going to go up against Zag because... But here's the one that makes me hold my wiener, is that... Number 5, Ohio State, is playing number 12 and upset-minded South Dakota State.
That's my upset pick of the tournament.
You betcha. You bet.
I think that's the first time a Summit League team has been as high as 12 in the tournament. And they've been building, and that's a program on the rise.
They got a 3-point bomber. Look out, kiddies. I mean, he gets warmed up. See, I think 5 is too high for Ohio State.
Yes.
Way too high, you know. So I got a really good deal that Montana will lose to Michigan. And then Houston will beat San Diego State. And then Michigan will beat Houston. But when it comes to NC, no chance. Because really, Providence against Texas A&M, I hate picking the Aggies. I do. You know, I never will. And so that's why I think Providence will roll them. You know, so there you go, Polly. But Xavier coming in as a 1 seed.
God, that's tough.
That's way too high.
That's tough.
Way, way, way too high. But then again, go over to the Midwest and take a look at that fine 7-10 lineup or matchup. It's, you know, I love Rhode Island.
How in the hell does Oklahoma get in as a 10?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure they should be in the tournament. Absolutely blew a tire.
Yeah, big time. That's why they don't go any further than round two, you know, at all.
They're out. They're one and done.
Yeah, easily.
They go up against Rhode Island. It's going to be. They're going to be.
Rhode Island will smack them.
Yeah.
Rhode Island will smack them, and Duke will smack Rhode Island.
Yep.
Then Duke will smack State, and then Duke will smack. Oh no! Then Kansas smacks Duke.
Yeah, I think Duke's going to smack Kansas.
I think Kansas as a number one seed is a legitimate number one seed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think Duke's just as good, though.
Whatever happened to Seton Hall? You know, where's PJ? And I don't mean Paul Jurek, nor Henrietta, you know. But you know who's always scares me, and it's big time, is the playing game in the Midwest where you got two number 11s going at it, Arizona State and Syracuse. Syracuse gets hot, and look out, kids, you know. I mean, they could really be the wrecking ball through all this. And where do they go to? Who do they play in the play-in? Yet.
Arizona State.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, when they play, when they go on.
Oh, TCU.
TCU?
Okay, that's a walk. You know, I mean, Austin, good luck, guys. You know, I mean, you take a look at some of this fodder. You know, Fullerton, Penn, New Mexico. See, New Mexico State to me is not fodder, though. But I think Clemson will walk them.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
well, you never know. It's a 5-12 matchup, and those are usually upset city.
See, here's the story. You can have TCU playing Syracuse and Syracuse going on. I don't really – TCU is okay, but Syracuse, God, nobody picked them last year, and it wrecked everybody's bracket, and I do mean everybody's. You know, I mean, Marshall, why are you there? Murray State, why are you there? You know?
Yeah.
I want to see Brooklyn. This is going to be kind of fun. Where are you going to go?
LIU Brooklyn?
Yeah. Whatever the hell that stands
Long
for.
Long Island University.
Against number one, Villanova. Because really, I got going all the way to the top. Now, everything is thrown out of whack because of this thing. Because I said it. It'd be Virginia, Kansas, with Virginia winning. You know, okay, ew, change your minds, kids.
Yeah.
You know, I see Tennessee going deep into this.
Yes.
You know, easily, because, man, can you beat Wright State? Yeah. Can you beat Miami? Yes. Can you beat Nevada? Yes, you can, because I see Nevada smacking the shit out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
God, we need George Kellerman. We should get that. We should get that sound bite, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a nada. That and ladies' retiree night. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to have ladies' retiree night with the fungo bats for all the kiddies. And ain't that right, Al?
Yes. Hey. Yeah.
Yup.
Yup.
Thanks, Al. Yep. Well, Al, how do you think he's going to be feeling that thing into second base? And because he'd always die, yeah. I don't know if he was, like, thinking or what, but it's like, and he's as good as anybody.
Yep.
Thanks, Al. And what do we got? Who's we got? Eli down in the on the field here. Eli, what's Sparky saying today? Because he'd yell, too. It's like, dude, there's a microphone here. Yeah. You know? What's Sparky saying tonight?
Yep.
Thanks,
what think,
Al.
What do you think of Kentucky Davidson?
Yep. Where are we at? Kentucky Davidson is over there in the south.
Yeah.
Al says yep.
Yep.
That could be a tough game.
Kentucky walks. Kentucky walks. Arizona walks. Kentucky plays Arizona. Arizona beats them. Yep. I mean, that's a badass 4-5. You know,
yeah, it is.
That's one of the games to absolutely positively watch. Yep. Watch there with the John B. Walking Puss. So we're going to have a good one here in the corner. We're going to have a real Donnybrook. First of all, what's a Donnybrook? I understand what he was trying to say, but somehow a Donnybrook seems like little, you know, lambs in water and little green things, not people duking at each other. There you go, a Chester Lemon. It's like, I bet you felt pretty good. It's like, dude, it's Chet, okay? Thanks.
You can leave the rest out.
There's Peaches are on the mound tonight. You know, he was like never sure who really was on there. I think maybe next week it'll be Joe Sparma. Who? Okay. All right, so there you go. I mean, that almost tells you where our heads are at. I mean, Purdue walking Butler. Over Arkansas. Arkansas is a fraud, friends. You know, so Arkansas is a fraud that we're looking at. So Purdue versus Texas Tech, because St. Bonaventure is not going to beat Texas Tech. Purdue versus Texas Tech is a 2-3 matchup. And Purdue. So conceivably, man, you could really have the Big Ten gets to the Sweet 16 and then all fall apart. Except for Ohio, you know, where they're going to have Cincinnati at a twin nighter. Ladies, retiree night and Polish night that night. We're going to have ourselves some kielbasa.
And some women.
And some really hot, yeah.
And some D-strings.
I'll be diving on some of them chicks. Hopefully they shave that night. What do you think, Al?
Yup.
There you go. Thanks, Al. So do you think we should pull like a trade on that one, or should we send her back down to Toledo for some more seasoning?
Oh, yeah.
Yup.
All right, so you went back door or front door, Al?
Yup.
You can't have both. I know you're not that big, so you're in the showers. Down there at Swift in Arkansas. Everything was like a question to him, you know? So we're going to be playing third base tonight and something else.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Al. I mean, that was like, he was so pat with that. Thanks, Al. I was like, what? Thanks, Al. Yep. I mean, you go in this, like, really big, heavy. How are you going to do this, you know? Well, we got a left-hander coming up, and they're signaling to bring in the right-hander, and the shift's on, Al, so which way do you think you should do this?
Yep.
Thanks, Al. So, Al, do you rap that rascal when you bang the old girl?
Yep.
Thanks, Al.
A little too much information, but yep.
So what do you think about that crinkly coming up?
Yep.
Pretty soon he'll be on the he'll be tilling on the mound.
You need to straighten that thing out, huh?
Yep.
That's right. Maybe Peaches can help him, you know? If not, then we got Danny McLean going tomorrow, and you can maybe help out on the organ. It's like, you, how pathetic. Here's a guy who will never, ever be beaten. His record, 35-5, ever, never, never will be beaten in Major League Baseball. And what does he have to do? He's got to play, like, this M&E Oregon in some little cheesy kind of bar in the offseason to make more money. Fuck, that guy would be having $1 billion now. Easily. You know? And he's still, you know, nobody recognizes. He's such a felon. He really is. I mean, being a felon myself, I know how this goes, but, you know.
Yep.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate that. Bringing up my record there from Jackson and Sing Sing, and we'll be playing a twi-nighter that night, and it's all going to go out on the corner.
Yep.
What corner? Yeah, it's the K-line. And I mean, did they ever do anything for George, Cal?
No.
I mean, everybody else got, like, this big wave of the hat and all that shit, and this dude had to go back to Swifton, you know? I mean, how long was he the voice of the Tigers? Decades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know?
Yep.
That's right. Well, look at the Hooters on that one.
Yep.
That's a fine rack on that girl. I think she's all the way from Yale, Michigan.
Yep.
Now you can see she came up. Double A looked more like double D to me.
Yep.
All right, Al. Well, we had fun talking about boobs. We'll see you next week. So long, everybody. God. You know what? We really did. That was Tiger Baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, for those who get to listen to Tiger Baseball, I mean, you were name the porch, name the backyard, name you pulling weeds or doing whatever you were doing outside, transistor radio. You know, and George. You know, George Kell. God damn it, we lost too many Georges this year.
Well, George wasn't on the radio, he was on TV.
Who?
George. He was on TV, not the radio. We had Ernie Harwell.
Ernie and who?
Paul Carey for the most part. Before that, it was Ray Lane.
On TV?
On radio.
George is not on the radio?
Nope, he was
on TV. George is on the radio.
Nope,
or am I thinking Ernie? Ernie. Okay.
Stood there like the house by the side of the road.
Who is a dude with a really deep voice with Ernie?
Paul Carey.
Oh, Jesus, God, man. That guy was like a boat whistle.
Yeah.
But he wasn't as fun. Nobody on the radio was fun. I mean, it was definitely George and nobody. You know, because it was George. Well, it was George and Ernie on TV, too.
Yeah, you know? Ernie was on TV for a little while.
Yeah. And then, God, Ray Lane.
Yeah.
Awful. God, yeah. There was Ray Lane and then Al?
Yeah. Well, no, Ray Lane was on before Paul Carey.
Okay. But climbing the ladder on TV. So it was George and Ernie. And it didn't go George, Ernie, George, and Al.
No, because Ernie was always on radio. Okay? I mean, he was a little bit on TV, but pretty much through...
Yeah, I thought he was in the 62 season. He was on TV. And then everybody switched it all around. Or I could be mistaken.
Yep.
Yep. That's, that's right, Al.
And before Al, do you remember who was on with George?
Nope.
Larry.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Larry Olson.
Yeah, because, man, he was out a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, holy cannoli, was he baseball.
Yeah.
Whee, that's who I was thinking, because I was thinking of the glasses and the dark hair.
Yeah.
That's right. So what the hell happened to him?
Got old.
Yeah, but he wasn't as old as the man from Swifton, who, by the way, is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. It's a great third baseman.
What a vacuum cleaner, man. Yeah. And could hit.
Yep.
You know? And had that draw. So that's why you prayed they never traded John P. You know? John B. Balkus. Because it's even hard to even say the name. It's like, dude, why don't you shorten your name? You're a baseball player. Because really, put walking puss on the back of your back. You know? I mean, he was big enough. I mean, he was like Boog Powell big. You know, John B. with a big old wart right here. It drove me nuts. It's like, yeah, dude, do something about that. But you think, who was playing with John B. when he was up? I'm trying to think of the lineup then. Was that the Darryl Evans lineup?
Yeah. They moved him around. He was a catcher when he came up.
They moved him around.
He played a lot of outfield, too.
Right.
I remember one game I went to, they had Watkin Fuss was in left field and Parrish was in right.
Which Parrish?
I don't remember. Lance Parrish.
Yeah.
And I think they had whoever the third catcher was catching. I mean, maybe Milt May or somebody like that.
Milt May.
Yeah.
God. Wasn't it Marty? Or was that third base? Marty C.
Marty Castillo. Yeah, he was third base, but didn't he catch a little bit too?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought they brought him up as a catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yup.
See, the bad thing is it's going to spill over into your personal life because it's so fun to do. Yup, yup, yup.
Did you hear that?
Yup. Thanks, Al. You know? Where else wasn't we? Can this thing make a noise now?
Well, we getting all excited about the Tigers' upcoming season?
No.
Did this make a noise?
Well, you know, hey, if you're watching these,
if you're watching these
exhibition games. Oh, I'm sorry, you aren't because they're not on TV. But
They were. They were last night.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, but it was like taped delayed or something because we could forward the motion, you know, because you could tell it was a dull third base. Tigers were playing Washington, and there's that Carpenter guy who was on the mound, eating up some innings.
Okay.
I don't know what he was doing. He was doing all right. He's got a pickoff move like no tomorrow. Holy jump. I mean, and he did pick off a dude.
Yeah.
But it's easy. I mean, he's got a lean pickoff move that even I didn't see coming, and it was like, isn't that a balk? Ew, it's not.
Huh.
No, but they did send him to the minors, though.
They sent him to the minors?
Yeah, they sent 11 guys. Ryan Carpenter, Grayson Griner, Mike Gerber, Sandy Baez, Sergio...
Alcantara, yeah.
Alcantara, Eduardo Jimenez, Enrique Burgos, Kevin Comer, Mike Montgomery, Jake Rogers, and Arvicente Perez. All went to the minors.
Okay.
The option players are on the 40-man roster. Others were non-roster invitees. Okay. Now 41 players remaining in camp.
Yep.
Okay.
And so when's the next whittle down?
The week before.
Which is what, 14 days from today?
Yeah.
But look at who's turning
but,
on.
But you know, Victor Martinez has been looking a lot better.
Yeah, Victor's got like four home runs or something.
Yeah.
So. And all of them
against have Florida
come
Southern.
Right-handed.
No kidding.
Yes.
Huh. Well, you know what? We'll see because we've got a pool going on as far as when his first injury is.
But 2 days before they break camp.
And the thing about it is Victor hitting home runs right-handed, that's his weak side.
Right. Because if we remember the stats last year, the power came from the left, but he was more consistent from the right.
Average was a little the bit right side. The power came from the left side.
But we need a left-handed bat, though.
Well,
we need a lot more than a left-handed bat.
Well, we need Tigers need a lot of stuff.
Need a lot of pitching is what we need.
Yeah, but look at what we have. We have that fireball, Jacoby Jones.
Oh, baby.
It's a badass 462. You know?
Yeah. And
he's an exciting baseball player.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen him enough.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Mr. Gardenhire, he's an exciting baseball player.
Yeah.
I don't know about Gardenhire. Talk about a guy taking a super low profile.
Yeah.
I think everybody, but he's a known commodity in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's just weird that he's our manager, you know? I mean, forever you say, you know, Gardenhire, think Minnesota, there you go, move along. You know, you even forgot that he was in Arizona. But look at where Detroit has fallen.
That's the Pistons.
I know.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I'm transferring over to.
Yes.
Because Stan's going to be coming in any time now. He's going to be a special guest on our show tonight.
Halfway there. Yeah, well.
Wow.
On the topic of nobody gives a damn, I bring you the Detroit Pistons.
How many games do they have to win to make the playoffs?
They have to win out and win the playoffs.
And five from next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And they have to get that all done now.
Yikes.
But the cool thing is that they're tanking. And the good thing is that they're tanking. They're tanking so badly that there's a really good chance they'll get a number one draft this year.
No.
Oh.
Oops.
No, they screwed that up already, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oops.
You know what I really would love? I'd love to have a wah-wah on this thing. You know?
Well, what you need is a tank shooting a gun.
A what?
A tank shooting a gun.
Oh.
Well, there you go. That's close enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Wait.
Yeah, there you go. That's what all the Detroit teams need to do. Tank.
Yeah, but look at the fine Red Wings, though. They are tanking correctly, and they're going to get the Judge Judy deal at the end of the thing.
So they're doing the greatest.
If
they have a terrible record and Judge Judy then assigns them all the wins, they still get a high draft pick even though they...
It's two good things in one.
Have ruled to have won all their games.
There you go. And there's a rumor that Scotty Bowman will be back.
I need a drink.
So, Scotty Bowman be back,
Fedorov is coming back, too.
No, he's not. That's a lie. However, Eisenman's coming back, not as a general manager, but he's going to lace him up. And he'll be faster than our defense.
Good luck with that, too.
You put him on defense, yeah.
Put him on defense, and he'll still be faster than
Alex
DelVecchio
and Ted Lindsay are coming back, too, okay?
Ted I wouldn't fuck with, even as old as he may be.
And Sid Abel, too, even though he's passed.
Sid disabled.
Yeah, Chris, you guys can have Chris Osgood and Darren Elliott play goal for you, too.
Dear Darren Elliott. You know, somebody should really flash his numbers. He wasn't all that great.
No.
Darren kind of blew.
Yeah. And now they got the goalie tandem as the Wings commentary.
Do I want that, though? You know, do I want two goaltenders? You know? I mean, it's almost like they're kind of bringing in Osgood and just, like, bringing him in slowly.
Well,
and then
I think it makes a lot of sense, though. I mean, with the way this team plays, you want your color commentators to be people who've been hit in the head with pucks.
Yeah,
and you know what's funny? when Darren Elliott or Chris Osgood can't make it to a game or something, you know who they bring in? Manny Legacy. Another goalie.
Yikes.
My man Manny?
Yeah.
He's doing color commentary.
He was doing the game last week or something. It's like, wow, they're pulling all the goalies out of the woodwork. It's like, man, maybe they can bring out maybe like Roger Crozier or something or somebody. You know,
Milt Plum.
Yeah, it's like
just because I like him.
Man, let's see how many more goalies can they bring out? It's like I'm trying to think of another goalie that's from the Red Wings.
Curtis Roy Joseph, Edwards. Roy Edwards, great mask.
You know, maybe they can get Dominic Hasek out of the Rollerblade League out of Czechoslovakia and bring him back or something.
Well, you could bring in Curtis Joseph. You could bring in back Vernon.
That's true. They
Glenn
can bring
Hanlon.
Vernon.
What the hell,
Glenn Hanlon?
Glenn Hanlon, the old redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty here. Because I'm trying to think who backed up Roger Crozier.
Terry Sawchuk.
Glenn Hall.
Glenn Hall, too.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't think they're around now, though.
Who cares? They'll be better than the Wings.
Wow, did I hear that? Did I hear that right?
No, I didn't say the Red Wings.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't get too weird out.
Okay.
And then the little guy, remember Jimmy Rutherford?
That's true.
Oh, they can't bring Rutherford back. He's the
GM in somewhere,
GM
isn't
in
he?
Philadelphia.
What the hell? You can quit that job, say come back.
I'm telling you, do you have Philly's numbers here? I know that we talked about.
No, I didn't.
The goaltender that went up and down. You know, but God bless. I mean, now that he's playing in front of a decent defense and a decent team, now it's all up to you, New York. You know, now you show exactly how good of goaltender you really are. And did Detroit mess up something by giving that up? You know? But, really, where are we going to go? I mean, this just goes to show Jimmy Howard, new. And the big, tall goof, no. I mean, really, you've done your, you know, we really wanted you to win because you really think you look like a character at 6'12 or whatever the hell you are, you know? But he's kind of like, what you got there?
35, 24, and 11. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but how is he doing? What have they been in the last 10?
They're 500 in the last 10.
Bad him. So, but then again, who's he playing? You know?
Oh, they're playing division. Every game is a playoff game for Philadelphia now.
Whee!
They've been playing Pittsburgh. They've been playing the Rangers. They've been playing whatever. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, no, Mrazek's been playing decent, but.
He's an inning eater.
They're playing.
He is, really is.
They've been playing higher caliber
teams
now, and games that are meaning a lot more. When Mrazek was playing with the Red Wings, how many of those games really meant anything?
Well, you got to think about it. It's like if you're the goaltender and you're putting on the pads and you're thinking, okay, it's me, the center, the two wingers, and that's all I got.
Right, because the defense was,
defense means nothing.
Right.
There is not one defenseman on Detroit that's making money. None. I can't think of anybody that they got, whatever pairing they have, you know, and everybody was so worried about Green's neck injury, otherwise he would have been gone. That would have been, boy, that would have been some nice draft picks right there, you know, because here's a guy who's stiffing on this team. As much as everybody thinks he's fabulous and stuff, you're stiffing like crazy,
Green,
dude.
Ever since the trade deadline. And
coasts, man.
Yeah.
He's played awful.
The whole team's coasting.
That's
good. Thank God, yeah.
That's good. Get that draft pick up there, you know.
Go.
Let's face it, we're most likely not going to have Ken Holland
wasting
the draft picks this year.
Yeah, we will. Because
think so?
Illich won't pull the trigger. He's too sissy.
Oh.
You know? I mean, I don't know how they got Gardenhire, except for he ran out of, you know, jerk another Asmuth ran out of contract. They won't fire you. You've got a contract.
Well, and that's the thing. Hall's contract is up
next year, right?
No,
this year. Yeah.
Oh, is it up this year?
Yeah. So I'm saying we may not have Kent Hall wasting these draft picks this year.
You better hustle ass then and start interviewing now. You know, because then what are you going to do? Do the graceful thing and try to put Holland as a special advisor in a Devilano kind of mold, you know, I mean, gracefully kind of go, Because really now you got a GM search.
But they should be having
now
a GM search / coach search.
Good
they
news.
They got to get rid of both of them.
Yeah, but
well, you bring in the GM first.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he can hire the coach.
But right. You got to bring in a decent GM. You cannot bring in Jimmy Rutherford, you know.
Yeah.
Because no matter, I don't understand the love for Jimmy Rutherford.
Well, that's where Heisman comes back, right? Right?
Who?
Steve Eisenman. He can come back. There you go. Be the GM here, right?
Yep, because he'd want to come back to Detroit.
JD Martinez and Jonas Yespidus.
Yeah, he could be both teams, yes. Right. Yeah, because Illich likes you so much. But, I mean, really, Chris Illich is another invisible owner.
Yeah,
you know, like, somehow he's more of a baseball guy than he's a hockey guy. Man, we need a real hockey owner. But then again, as soon as you say that, you go, good, then you might get an owner like your beloved Pistons.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's where? Who knows where he is?
He showed up once, but he likes Stan. You know? It's like, then you don't understand the game. Or you're breaking even, and you don't give a damn.
Why did he hire a coach and general manager? So he can go do what the hell he wants to do and just let Stan do all the work, and he can be gone on his party boat or wherever.
It's cool for him to say, yes, I own an NBA franchise, and there's never been an NBA franchise that's lost money. So he doesn't give a damn.
Yeah.
As long as he's breaking even, and you know damn well, by splitting all the amenities over there at Loco Coco Stadium, you know,
which is called Pizza Pizza Arena for all you people that.
So, what did you think of it since you were there on our sporting safari last night?
It's an okay place. It's nice. You know, I mean, I don't really understand the sewer covers on the ground, but you know, that's just me.
No, inside the place.
It's nice. It's really nice on the inside. You know, see? I mean, there's put it this way, there's not a lot of places to get a Pepsi or a Coke, but if you like alcoholic beverages and places to eat, you could have a ball in that place.
And you have a lot of money to spend, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of money to spend. Yeah, I bought two Pepsis and an ice cream, and it cost me $23.
Whee!
Holy shit.
How big were these Pepsis?
Just a 16-ounce bottle.
And wow. It cost you $23?
Yeah.
What is it, $9 a shot?
And that ice cream must have been caviar flavored or something.
It was,
gelato?
It's not even ice cream. It's a...
Whatever.
Cold ice.
Holy cow.
Leah got a gelato. I got a...
two Pepsis?
And two 16-ounce Pepsis was $23 or $22 or something.
Well, why don't they even post prices at this point? You know, you go up there, you get your concessions,
just
and then grab you by the ankles and shake whatever comes out they get.
At least my parking was only $20.
23 divided by 3 is what?
$7.50.
Love having this. All right, so it's $7.50 a pop, which means a 12-pack at Meijer is $4.74. You know, so gee, you could have bought a case of pop for one. Talking about your fucking gouge, fuck you, you know, Illiches. I mean, you're crying to the taxpayers.
Most generous owner in baseball. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Most generous owner to the players.
Correct.
Not to the fans.
Yeah.
Giving the fans the old shaft.
That's right. All you fans that are going to these things, he's not very generous to you because you're paying for all those players.
But you know what? They get it. I mean, as many times as you see the Red Wing games, and you see all those fans watching games out in the concourse, you know.
And last night, I put a little post out saying that there were more people at the wrestling match than there was watching the Red Wings. And boy, I caught all sorts of shit about that, but it's true.
No, it's not. The Red Wings are sold out.
Yes, they're sold out, but the season ticket holders that don't want to go to the games can't sell their tickets. Because they want too much money for them. That's why those seats are empty.
No. It's because everyone's waiting for April and the D. They still got 3 more weeks before we get April and D. Then they'll flock back to that place.
Yeah, especially, you know, after the season's over and there's no events
they'll
there.
They'll
flock. Then it'll fill the joint.
Yeah, for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Get to watch the Maple Leafs on the big screen.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's going to be the final round.
Yeah, there you go. You guys can all go down to Pizza Pizza Arena and watch the Maple Leafs in the playoffs.
How is it, though? How's seating there, though? How's sight lines?
The lower bowl is nice. Go to the upper bowl. Those things are pretty freaking steep. They look pretty steep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they look pretty. I wouldn't go up there.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty steep.
Where's all the suites at? As high as they were up in at Jolo's?
They have two levels. They have a lower level of suites, and then there's an upper level.
Like the palace?
Yeah, and there's like a mezzanine in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little section in the middle.
Well done.
Yeah.
Where did you park for $20?
Like a block away.
A block away?
Yeah.
Whee! How secure did you feel walking around Detroit?
Pretty good, because a lot of other people parked a block away. So
okay. Geez, a block away is $20. What was right next to Joe Louis?
The
JLA or LCA?
Yeah, Pizza Arena actual parking garage was $40.
$40
to park?
Yep. Holy.
And you people need money.
$40 takes my buns to any sport bar and buying rounds after rounds and pizza food after pizza food with the best picture available and then can leave. And that's just for parking.
And what really ticked me off is I couldn't get over to the Little Caesars area because I wanted to find out exactly how much one of those $5 pizzas cost over there.
$40 to park. What do you get as a perk? I mean, is there like a door that goes directly into?
It's like a parking structure.
Right next to it.
It's across. Yeah, it's right down the street there or whatever. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Shit.
But I did know the girl that was sitting next to me.
Yes.
Bought nachos, and all it was nachos, a couple little things of cheese.
Cheese whiz,
yeah.
$15 for chips and cheese.
Yeah, well, think about Palace were the same way. I mean, I'm trying to think out of the big four here, who's the most affordable food? Maybe the Tigers? Because when you get that $4 hot dog, you know, you kind of go,
Maybe all the sports teams should start looking at how the Atlanta Falcons do it.
That was a smart move.
Yeah,
you know, the $2 waters and the $2.50 hot dogs and stuff like that, and they fill the place. Maybe you guys need to start thinking about how they do things because you're gonna scare all the fans away.
But no. No, what you do is you raise the prices because your attendance is so thin, you need to raise revenue, so you raise all your prices even higher.
Yep. Because then the dumb suckers that go there
now. You charge $60 to park.
It's
soak
time. You charge
$40 for a pizza, $800 for a ticket. I mean,
you wonder how much it is for Pistons because, man, if you're coming down from Oakland County, you can really say, you know, there's black folks here in Detroit. You want to park right next to it, don't you? That's $90 now, and then you don't have to see no black folks.
And we even have armed guards guarding your car.
That's right. Not like you don't know it's spooky out there in Detroit. Ooh, you know, anything can happen. You know, they don't like white people down there from the burbs. You better pay that $110 now for parking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they do.
And then pay the little kid an extra $10 to watch your car.
Yeah.
You know?
See, there's so many. I mean, that really wasn't thought out well. And if it is, how many cars can that structure hold? Enough to be self-sufficient?
No, it's not big enough to hold everything. That's why they have all those little lots and stuff around.
And somehow that's cool. Okay. You know, in the middle of a January night, I don't think I'd be walking that. Maybe it would. I mean, really, what's Detroit? But
it wasn't that far. It was a short block. I mean, it's not. And there was a liquor store right at the corner there.
Thank God. Convenient. There you go.
Were they lined up at the door to rob the liquor store?
Yeah, but the liquor store is probably $10.
There was a lot of people going in there after the game, so, you know, they were probably, you know, got
to
have
you get all these people there, they're used to getting hosed, right? So you have the liquor store next to the stadium, and what you do is you charge $10 to get in.
To the liquor store. Yeah. No, $5.50 to get in. That's cheap. We're going in here.
$5.50, not including what you're going to buy inside the liquor store.
Exactly.
That's brilliant that store didn't sell out. That's brilliant. I mean, it's he's going to, if he gets grandfathered in there and he keeps that liquor license, ching, you know, because no one's going to pay that $12 beer. You know, really, if you guys need money that much, see, here's a good thing, and bless your heart, you Red Wing fans. You get it. Tiger fans get it. Pistons fans, so they just don't. If you're going to put out a substandard stuff and gouge, people ain't showing. I'm almost going to be amazed to see what's going to happen with the Tigers in August. You know, you're going to have to trot out one of those buy one ticket, get 12 free things fast.
Or you better make a deal with a car dealership.
Yeah, trot out those. Yeah, if they got some of those old Dodge Omnis laying around, you know, bring them back out to center ice.
How about family and friends night? You could buy a whole section out for $12.
There you go. Any section you want. You know, actually, you could sit on the ice if you like. You know.
Yep. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, you would think. I mean, these people. I mean, that this girl next to me, between the
did
drinks.
Get a phone number.
Well, no, her husband was next. But I'm just saying.
Happy.
Well, they still got her phone number.
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
They went and they were just bitching about the one drink and the nachos. $27, $35. It's like,
these are people who paid $100 to see a carnival. Shut the fuck up.
And I'm like, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, why are you bitching? You keep paying it. You don't see me going up there grabbing this crap.
See, and that's why you see so many people on the Red Wings not there. Because they know you got a substandard product and you're gouging like a bitch. You know, if this was like one last shot at Joe Louis, you know, I think it'd be a little bit easier. But boy, if you're doing, you know, $120 tickets, and just like you said, $120 tickets times two, $240, plus parking, $280, have two pops, $300 to see a substandard team. You know, peace, bye. I mean, $300 gets me a very nice room in the Renaissance Center overlooking all this stuff with a big screen TV and a hooker. You know, I'll watch the game there.
And a G-string instead of a D-string.
And a D-string, yeah, that's right. You don't have to go to, you know, Sally and Happy Farms.
Right.
That's Happy what I'm Hills.
Saying. That's why when I was trying to get tickets to the Maple Leaf game, it's like, you want $150 or $175 to sit up there in those seats that are at a 95-degree angle?
Please. You kind of think, ever since the old man left, that, you know, the LH Empire is out of control.
Yeah.
There is no rudder. There is nobody leading. It's almost like a Ford family thing. Everybody splintered off.
And he was no great shakes either.
Here. Yeah. However, you knew what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't know if anybody's in charge or if anybody even cares. You know, if you're still gouging and you look around and you see nothing but those red seats on TV, game after game after game, buy a vowel, you know?
You know, I mean, I can understand them saying, yeah, the game is sold out. But when you start seeing those
bunch
empty seats.
Lie. Yeah, but nobody knows that.
Well, but, you know, they keep saying, you know, there's 19,800, whatever the.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but nobody knows. You have to wait to deep into the third period for that bullshit to come up.
Right.
You know, and then they're booing that. Tell now, the good thing is they're booing the team. Get it? Bashel is not the answer. Never has been. It was like somebody just keeping the seat warm. It sounded cool on paper, but it's not the answer, clearly. These guys checked out. You got so much talent. You got Larkin actually going backward, you know? You got you got AA going backward. You got everybody going backward, and he's bitching at these people. Dude, it's you, you know? How long was he in Grand Rapids? I mean, as much as people thought he was a lifer, he wasn't.
No, he was only there 2-3 years?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, well, he knows these guys and he can bring them along. Yeah, he can bring them along, but he doesn't know the pro game. You know, he has no fucking clue what to do and he's got no talent. So you're kind of like, you know, you're another Asmus, really.
Right.
You know, this is going to be a grand experiment. It failed. Move on.
Yep.
You know, you can't have this guy for another year. Or if you do, you go, great, then tank again and try to get as many first-round draft picks as you can get.
Well,
you know,
then,
trade everybody.
But then if you're going to do the tanking thing, you got to start at the beginning of the year. Don't start tanking after you're 5 points out of the playoffs and then go, okay, well, maybe we're not going to make the playoffs now.
How much money did they miss by not giving it to Gerard Gallant? That would have been your one-stop everything. Yep. A Michigan man and, you know, former.
Ex-Red Wing.
And can win.
And the guy's well-respected through the whole league.
Yes. Yeah. And he got a raw deal, right.
As soon as Vegas knew that he was available,
they jumped
at the opportunity. Yep.
And so here's a guy taking an expansion team with a bunch of cast-offs, and where are they in the standings? Bing, 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 bing.
Second, you betcha. Second behind Tampa Bay.
You betcha. And who's there? Eisenman.
Yep.
Boy, what a story.
Yeah, you take ex-Red Wing players and put them into management, and what happens?
They played on the same line.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez. Gallant was his left winger.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Great stuff.
And you take another ex-Red Wing and put him as president of the Maple Leafs, and he's turned that team around.
You know what? But I always think he's St. Louis Blues. You know? He's a Blue.
And he was a Hartford Whaler, too.
Yeah, but he was more of a Blue.
That's where he actually shined.
And a Devil.
That's true, too.
But I'm just saying, see, you take good players, put them into positions where they know the business, and look at those three guys have taken three teams, and they've taken them 180 from, I mean, well, not really Vegas because they didn't have a history, but Tampa Bay was.
No history.
And one thing those guys all have in common, no goaltenders.
Right. Yeah, well.
Right?
Right.
Right.
So we look at all these goaltenders like Rutherford.
Wow, that was
thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, Rutherford has not really been a real good general manager because he's been in Carolina
forever.
And he really didn't do a good job now, but now he's in Pittsburgh. But he's basically inherited a good team in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Really? Do you think they're going to go Final Four?
But I'm saying, you know, I mean, if you compare Carolina to Pittsburgh's team, he's inherited a lot better team in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh seems to be in shambles.
Yeah, but they're playing a lot better now.
Okay.
But, you know, but I mean, if I had my choice between Carolina's team and Pittsburgh's team now.
But wait a minute. If you're the general manager, you don't get to bitch about having a lousy team.
True that.
I mean, it's kind of like Ken Holland here.
Thank you, Stan.
You don't get to bitch about it.
Because it's
your team.
Yeah. That's why you like your defense.
It's like if Khaki Pants over in Michigan were to complain about, I'm just not getting these recruits in. Well, whose fault is that?
It's you, million-dollar man, but talking about $1 million and money. Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about in 1 minute?
What we didn't talk about is, you know, we had a certain baseball player who retired this week, okay? And, you know, I talk a lot about Anthony Gomes, but, you know, every once in a while, you get a player that comes through that's memorable, that you'll remember 20 years later. And, you know, we bring up the name Brad Penny, and everyone knows who Brad Penny is. Well, we need to take a minute here and just recognize the fact that Mike Pelfrey was one of those players, and he did retire from Major League Baseball, and we just need to take a moment here to remember the impact that he had when he was here.
Like a crater.
Yeah.
Mark Milicek, our sport director, what did we not talk about in 1 minute exactly? Go.
Well, two things. One, Drew Brees signed a $50 million contract with New Orleans, but I guess he was offered a hell of a lot more to go to another team, but he decided to be the homer that he is and stay with the New Orleans Saints. And two, just a quick update on wrestling. Roman Reigns.
Well, what happened?
Got suspended.
In midair?
No, suspended from WWE for
fighting?
No, for ripping on...
Hip checking?
On Vince McMahon for the... yelled at Vince McMahon and complained about Brock Lesnar not showing up to work and stuff like that. And
that's how the thing ended last night?
Yeah, he got suspended because Roman Reigns shows up to work every week and Brock Lesnar, you never see him on WWE, and he complained and said, you know, he doesn't show up at work, what the hell should I show up at work for? You know, I come to work every week and whatever. So Vince McMahon said, well, fine, you're suspended. So that's the big scoop on the WWE.
Ba-ba-da. All right, well, talking about big scoop, we got to scoop ourselves out of here. So if you want to hear this, we're on Podbean, Podbean.
That was for you, Polly, just to let you know that.
There's CKW that's over there, and just pop in, we'll be there. So next week, with no problems, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Sever says, we will see you next week on the Sports Authorities. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.